Hi, friends. I'm your host, Leanine Heiss, and this is episode 81 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Christmas is next week. I bet you're making a list and checking it twice, just like me. At Moms in Prayer, we're celebrating all that God has done in 2019, and we praise Him for moms who are seeking the Lord for the next generation with us. Today's episode will be the last one for 2019. For the very first time, we're going to take a two-week break for the holidays so we can all slow down and enjoy a quiet time with our families. Don't worry, we'll be back on January 6th to kick off a brand new year and decade. Can you believe it? We'll begin with a conversation with our Moms in Prayer president, Sally Burke, and look forward to the year ahead asking all of your burning questions. But first, today's guests are some of my favorite people on the planet. We're blessed to have our USA country coordinator and our global director here on the podcast with us. Today's discussion is going to revolve around January 8th, our global day of prayer and fasting. You're going to want to make plans with your Moms in Prayer group for how you all might celebrate that day together. I was with my Moms in Prayer group this morning, and the plan is to meet at my house so we can participate in a call with lots of other groups. You'll find all that info and options on our website at momsinprayer.org/events. Now, let's get started. Kathy Armitage and Susan Shepherd, welcome back to the Moms in Prayer podcast. You guys are here.
Hey, hi.
Hey. We're excited to be with you, Lee.
It's so fun to have you guys. If there are two favorite people in Moms in Prayer, surely you guys are in the absolute top handful of people that I want to spend time with. Would you guys just reintroduce yourselves and tell your job description here at Moms in Prayer so that people can get to know you? Kathy, introduce yourself to our audience.
Thank you, Lee. My name is Kathy Armitage, and I am the Global Ministry Director at Moms in Prayer International Headquarters, where our team of five oversees leadership development around the world. And we get to pray for and pour into our country coordinators and directors and regional directors and all of the amazing women that serve in this ministry. In whatever capacity of leadership, we are there to support them through prayer and resources and whatever they need. And it's an army of volunteers as well that we support in our department.
Oh, it's wonderful. So Kathy's on the global side. Susan, introduce yourself and your role to our audience again.
Oh, thanks, Lee. I'm Susan Shepherd, and I get to serve as the USA Country Coordinator. And basically, that means that I am working with the leadership in the United States. And we have 9 division coordinators and 38 state coordinators, and I am working with them, covering them in prayer, helping them any way that I can, answering questions, helping with training and teaching and speaking. And it's just a joy to work with each one of these women. They are just amazing. I'm just blown away by the women that God brings into Moms in Prayer.
So Susan, for those who are listening, Susan oversees the United States and Kathy basically helps oversee the world directors.
Kathy is my boss.
Isn't that so fun? So a few years ago, I heard somebody talk about this, about the role becoming USA country coordinator and the USA just becoming, not just, sorry, Susan, but just becoming another country, because Moms in Prayer is in how many countries, Kathy?
Well, we are overseeing work in about 146 countries right now actively. But, you know, we have our 25 country coordinators, 2 regional directors, and 3 directors that help oversee the world. And it is such a beautiful thing when the United States entered in as having a country coordinator and having all of our leadership positions align and be unified globally. And to me, when we made that change, it just solidified the unity and the sisterhood that we have in this ministry worldwide.
It's wonderful. I always say Moms in Prayer, but it's important for us to remember we are Moms in Prayer International, a global ministry. As a matter of fact, that just shot chills up my arms. We got to be together in California for Awaken Hope this past fall, and that was probably my 2019 highlight, you guys. Being able to be with you two and seeing the women of the world, getting to meet podcast listeners. But I'm wondering for you guys, as we kind of finish up 2019, what are you rejoicing in your hearts? What are you really delighting in right now for 2019?
Well, I'm going to just jump in here and piggyback off of what you said, because the global gathering at Awaken Hope was absolutely my highlight for 2019. You know, we have this amazing tool of technology where we get to hear one another and see one another and do life and ministry together, but there is nothing like being together face to face, shoulder to shoulder, worshiping God together, praying together, and spending time listening to each other and pouring into each other. It was absolutely the highlight of my year, gathering with our sisters from all over the world. It was amazing.
How about you, Susan?
I have to just give that a third here. It really was being at Awaken Hope and also at the Country Coordinator Gathering and getting to meet and talk to and listen to and share. I had the absolute joy of praying with the Country Coordinator from Ireland, Natalie, and then the Country Coordinator from Uganda, Jessica. And our prayers were so similar. It just highlights how alike we are. We all have the same hopes and dreams for our children, our grandchildren, for our countries, for Moms in Prayer. We all face the same challenges. It was an extremely unifying and building time for me to meet these amazing women and see that we're all the same. We are all coming to Moms in Prayer, praying in one accord. We all have the same heart because we are all praying in one accord. It was that heart connection from being at Awaken Hope and being in the Country Coordinator Gathering.
It was such a rich time watching the women of the world be presented. They are all dressed up in national costume if they have one. And they walked out on stage and cheers just erupted all over, flags on the screen, and just, I still am getting chills just thinking about it. And I'm sure people are like, I wish I was Awake in Hope. And we want to say, we need to get you there next time, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Don't miss it.
Yeah, don't miss it. But we have an opportunity to kind of participate in a small taste of that. Again, coming up January 8th, it's a Wednesday, 2020, is our global day of prayer and fasting at Moms in Prayer. What exactly does that mean? What is the global day of prayer and fasting, Kathy?
Well, just as we were just talking about Awaken Hope and this gathering of almost 1,000 women spending time praying together, the global day of prayer and fasting, picture this, tens of thousands of women from 145 countries gathering to pray in one accord. We talk in this ministry often about sharing the mission and vision of Moms in Prayer, that it's what unifies us globally. We talk about our global sisterhood, but on this one day, our moms all over the world are using the same prayer sheet to cry out to our Father in Heaven for revival and spiritual awakening and to cover children, teachers, and schools. And I was reflecting on Psalm 66 this morning where it says, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. And that's what we get to do on the Global Day of Prayer, is we get to come together joyfully as sisters all over the world and praise God for one attribute and cry out to him for our children, teachers, and schools.
Well, Susan, how does it work exactly?
Well, it's really very, very simple. There is one prayer sheet, and you can find it on the website under events, and it's been translated into like 23 different languages. And you download that prayer sheet, and you can join a conference call in the USA, and those are also listed. Or you can take that prayer sheet to your group and you can pray in your group. And it just excites my heart so much to think about the concert of prayer that that is to the Lord. All of us on the same page, thousands and thousands of women across the globe, all lifting up the same prayers to the Lord. That's a lot of prayers and a lot of golden bowls being saved in heaven.
So rich. If you've never jumped on a conference call with Moms in Prayer, that is the funnest. And you don't even have to talk. You don't have to pray out loud if you don't want to. We have that opportunity. But just to get to hear women from all over the United States get on and spend time doing that. I remember when Sally was jumping on conference calls and jumping off and praying with us. I'm sure that was quite an effort to get on every prayer call that was happening. But to hear each other's voices, to realize that, yep, here we are in Michigan praying the same thing that California is praying, the same thing that Georgia's praying.
Absolutely. And Lee, just because you live in Georgia does not mean you can't call in to Michigan and be on their prayer call. Or the women in Alaska could call into Hawaii, or Florida can call into Rhode Island. These phone calls, they're open, and we just want you to come and pray. Just come and pray with us. It's so affirming to hear other women praying the same thing that God has laid on your heart for your schools, for your children, for the faculty at your schools. We all want the same things.
We do. And this is something that we do every week. But why are we setting apart one day to really go for it together?
In the New Testament, we see fasting being related to the spreading of the gospel. And so on this particular day, we combine fasting with prayer because we want to come together as a global sisterhood seeking God for revival and spiritual awakening for this next generation. And because of the challenge of the different time zones, you know, this isn't something we could do often, but we pick this one day to join together as a global sisterhood to cry out to God, knowing that prayer precedes revival. So we want to gather, right, thousands of women from around the world to be praying hope for this next generation.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful way to begin the year.
Oh, totally. Susan, I didn't even prep you for this question, but fasting is difficult. Like fasting is not something that most of us know how to do. I mean, if prayer is difficult, fasting takes that to the next level, right?
Right.
What is it about fast that's important to you, Susan? Has that played a role in your walk?
Fasting to me is not a focus on something that you give up. It is a focus on what you gain. And what you gain is that every time you're tempted to do whatever it is you decided that you are not going to do, like eat or read the newspaper or be on Facebook, or there's lots of things that you can fast from. And it's a prompt and a reminder that you go to the Lord at that point and you lift up prayers and you ponder and you allow him the time to speak to your heart and to direct and to focus you. And so, yes, fasting does play a part. It's a biblical principle.
So, Kathy, is this really meaningful to the women of the world?
Well, I have to say, I do believe that it's really meaningful globally because it's such an opportunity for our worldwide leadership to say that on this one day, not only are we unified by our mission and vision and purpose, but we're unified in the attribute that we're praising God for, and we're all crying out for the same thing on that special day. And it really does connect us. It connects us globally in a really special way because we know that that is the day. That is the day that we're all crying out together. You know, we have so many groups worldwide that we couldn't possibly track when and where they're all meeting. But on that one day, we know that this is the day of continuous 24 hours of prayer worldwide. And our women get excited about it. They put it in their strategic plans. They report about it afterwards. And we get to read it at headquarters, how they participated and who and when. And really beautiful to see the follow-up afterwards. And then, of course, we're forgetting, we also get to hear how God moved on that day. and the testimonies to answered prayer that come as a result of the Global Day of Prayer and Fasting. And that is really exciting as well.
Susan, you have a great story about Global Day of Prayer and Fasting. Will you share that with us?
Yes, I do. Last year on the day of Global Day of Prayer and Fasting, I received an email from a mom in a foreign country in the Middle East, and she wanted to know, what about the Global Day of Prayer and Fasting, and how can I be involved, and what can I do, and will you pray for my children? And she told me their names. She had two daughters. And so we were communicating by email, and so I typed out a prayer for her, and it just touched my heart so much that she wanted to participate. And her question is there a group for me? And I was able to connect her with someone in her country who could help her plug into a group. And Lee, she was so excited that she called me from the Middle East on my cell phone to thank me for connecting her, because she just wanted to be part of it and she wanted to pray for her children and their schools.
Friends, if you're listening, if we said the name of this country online, you would be surprised where that phone call came from. It's just amazing. God is using this around the world, and it's so fun to do it together. This year's prayer sheet is praising the God of hope. And Susan, you got to choose that for us and write our prayer sheet this year. Why did you focus on the attribute of hope?
We are focusing on Romans 15:13 as a worldwide ministry for 2 years. And that verse says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And God is a God of hope, and he brings light into every situation. And there is so much darkness in our world, and so much of our culture and the media in every single one of our cultures across the world focuses on that darkness. But God brings light, and he is hope, and he brings hope. And I wanted us to focus on the good and the hope that comes through Jesus Christ. And there was just no debate about what it needed to be. That is what the Lord laid on my heart. Just go with it.
So rich. So is this prayer sheet, when they go on to download it, does it look like their normal prayer sheets?
Not exactly, because it's a global prayer sheet. It does have the four steps. We always have the four steps. It has praise. It has silent confession. It has thanksgiving. And it has intercession. Although we are interceding with a broader vision because it's global. It's so much bigger than just our one child, our one school, or our several schools. It's global. We want to unleash God's power across the world in these schools and for these students and for this student body and for these teachers. And that is the beauty of the Global Day of Prayer and Fasting. It's all those prayers piled and piled and piled and piled, every heart seeking the same thing in one accord.
They'll download this prayer sheet. It's, first of all, it's beautiful.
And it's so easy. You just download it, you pray.
Yeah, it's so rich because you're leading us through specific intercession, and each one, I think, has a different scripture associated with it. So we are praying for our children and faculty and administrators that are saved, and then just specific things for them, and then salvation for the lost, and then we're praying for schools. And I think it's really going to bless people to see how you've woven that thing, God wove that thing together for you. And then I just want to remind everybody that at the bottom, we ask you to pray every single week for Moms in Prayer, because don't we need it, you guys? As an organization, we have got to have the prayers of the women around the world to continue to move where God wants us to go. Kathy, you got anything to weigh in over on that?
No, yeah, I would say we would appreciate every prayer for the ministry in general, that God would continue to just show us where to go, especially launching into a new year. And we're so grateful for the prayers of our sisters around the world. And you know what else, Leah, I was thinking about as Susan was describing the prayer sheet? I'm sure that some of our listeners are probably not a part of a Moms in Prayer group yet. And what a great way to start the year. Jump onto a prayer call, get a taste for what it would be like to be a part of a Moms in Prayer group. You could even just, as you mentioned before, just listen in. And then I'll bet if you took part in the Global Day of Prayer and Fasting and got a little bit of a taste of it, you'd be ready to jump on the website and join or find or start a group of your own.
Amen.
Absolutely. And can I just add that Moms in Prayer prays for the salvation of children and faculty. And so many people talk about the state of our world and they want to change the state of our world. Well, this is how we change it. We pray for salvation. We change this at the grassroots level. We change it by praying for salvation for the lost. And the more who come to know Jesus Christ, the more hope that they will have, the light that they will be in the darkness. We pray for our Christian faculty and students as if they are missionaries in those schools, in those places where they are, and they spend 8 hours or more a day, 5 days a week. So yes, we want to pray for them. That's how we do it.
You guys, I wonder if you sit in your chairs as the United States Country Coordinator and our Global Director, Kathy, and if you guys really do have hope for the next generation.
Well, Lee, I have to tell you, as I read reports that come in from around the world and see how in the midst of very, very difficult circumstances, children's lives are being transformed. Schools, the culture of schools are being transformed. Faculty and administrations are being transformed. It can only be attributed to the power of prayer. So yes, the light shines in the darkness and there is great, great hope.
Absolutely. And I see God moving across the USA by opening completely unplanned and unexpected doors and bringing moms who used to pray in Moms in Prayer 20 years ago. They've now received this call and it's an irresistible call to step back in and to pray for schools that may not be covered or to introduce Moms in Prayer to their daughters who are now moms. And we see younger moms coming into the ministry because they recognize the need to pray in a community of believing moms.
Moms in Prayer is so different because we are interceding specifically for our children and our schools, our teachers, our administrations. It's almost like God highlights the things that we've prayed for. It's like we are champions of hope in so many ways because we see God working in answer to our prayers.
That's amazing. I love what you just said. I've never heard that term champions of hope before. And that is so perfect because in our roles, we get to see the answers come in that other people might see. You know, people are praying and they might not always get to see the answer. I'll tell you, you asked earlier about our 2019 highlight. I had a personal 2019 highlight of being at a worship service where my daughter and her friend were on stage leading worship. And afterwards, when I went up to go visit them and say hi, they sat down on the stage and put their hands on me and asked how they could pray for me. Mm-hmm. That moment to me, it was such a hope-filled moment because, of course, these two girls are daughters that have been prayed for their whole lives long, and God is using them in kingdom work and in ministry and with the youth. And it just felt like such a full circle, hopeful moment that God is answering prayers. And the hope, as Susan said, comes in seeing that our children, right? No, there's no greater hope than when we see our children are walking in the truth. And we're seeing that with sons and daughters all over the world.
That's beautiful, Kathy. That must have just taken your breath away.
It did. It absolutely did.
And Susan, I know that we hear reports all the time of prodigals coming home or God working miraculously in students' lives. Is there anything that you would say, like both of you, a fresh direction or a new thing that the Lord is surprising you with in this ministry right now?
I think just the unexpected open doors that you just never know what God is going to do. You never know what door He's going to open, how He's going to work in a heart. My mom recently passed away, and I met with the hospice nurse. And as I signed papers, she said, "Can I pray for you?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, absolutely." And so she prayed for me. And then I said, "May I pray too?" And so I prayed, and she said, "You believe in prayer, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, I do. And let me tell you what I do. And I'm the country coordinator for Moms in Prayer." And she said, "What is that?" And I was able to share Moms in Prayer with her. And she joined a group the next week. So, Lee, if I had to say one thing to the women of the world, it would be share your story and share the hope of Moms in Prayer, because you have no idea what God will do. If He opens that door for you, walk through it and walk through with joy, because He opened it for you. He didn't open it for me. He opened it for you.
And aren't we all three so glad that someone was brave enough to share Moms in Prayer with us?
Absolutely.
That's such a beautiful word, Susan, to just continue to share your story, because I would have to say that, you know, are we seeing something new happening? I would say everything old is new again. You know, sharing at your churches, looking for opportunities. Who is in your sphere of influence? And where is God calling you in your life? We don't have to have events to share the ministry. It's mom to mom. All these years later, even with all the gifts of technology that we have, that one mom sharing the ministry with another mom seems to really still be the most powerful and effective way to share this ministry in whatever country. And I'll tell you, there are sisters in Christ who are in underground situations where their lives are at risk for sharing the ministry, yet they continue to do so with courageous faith because, as you said, somebody shared the ministry with them and they don't want anybody to miss out. And that's, I think, how we all feel when we get to share about the ministry. We don't want anybody to miss out on what we have the privilege of seeing God doing here in the United States and around the world.
One of the incredible opportunities we'll have on the global day of fasting and prayer is to pray with a global mindset, knowing that there are women who are praying that are in underground churches, that are praying in the Middle East, that do not have the freedom that we have here in America and in some places across Europe. And I just wonder if you would prompt us to pray a certain way for them, Kathy.
Oh, that is such a great question. You know, I take it back to our Romans 15:13 verse that I would prompt them to pray in a spirit of overflowing hope, knowing that as they pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, that they can trust God and that they will be filled with joy as they release their children to an almighty sovereign God. So I would just ask that we pray for our sisters around the world to never give up. You know, it says in Luke, never give up. And I think that that is our battle cry, that we're going to rise up and pray and we're going to never give up until we hear God answer. And we know God is going to answer in according to His perfect and pleasing will. And so that gives us such courage, doesn't it, to just press on.
Well, Susan, I can't think of a better way to wrap up our time together than asking you to pray for us as we finish up this year of 2019 as Moms in Prayer moms that are listening, or hopefully all the new Moms in Prayer moms after they join Global Day of Fasting and Prayer Day phone calls. So, Susan, would you close our time in thanksgiving?
I certainly would. Oh, Father, how we praise You that You are the giver of every good and perfect gift, and it comes from above, just as You sent Jesus Christ from above. And Jesus, You laid aside Your glory. And as we celebrate Your birth, we know that You brought hope. And so we thank You for the hope that we have in You, the eternal hope that we have in You. We thank You that through prayer, Lord, You do impact children and their lives and schools and their situations and communities and neighborhoods and states and ultimately the world, to show Your glory and Your goodness and Your mercy. And we thank You. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you that as we come together in one accord, we know that when two or three are gathered in your name, there you are with us, and that whatever we agree upon, you agree, and we join you, Jesus, in the chorus of intercession that you are singing to the Father. And we thank you for the opportunity to be part of this work with you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You guys, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Lee. It's a privilege. Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
Isn't it so fun to get to know the women who lead this worldwide organization? I can promise you that if it's possible, they're even better in person. The same heart for Jesus and kids that brought you into this ministry can be found at every level of leadership in this global ministry. Just a reminder that our show notes for today's episode and more about today's guests are found on the blog at momsandprayer.org. We'll be sending out an email about Global Day of Prayer and Fasting soon, and if you're registered on the website, you won't miss it. I've never once felt spammed by Moms in Prayer, and we give our utmost care to only send what you need so you can focus on what's most important. That's a promise. Take a minute and share this episode with a friend you want to pray with you. And over our 2-week break, maybe while you're hiding in your room wrapping Christmas presents or hiding from children, you can go back and catch up on episodes you missed or re-listen to the ones that you loved. We love you, friend. Moms are making the difference. Moms just like you. See you in 2 weeks.